Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. We've made it to Thursday. It's Mills on Radio 1. Hi, Chops.
Hello.
You all right?
No, I'm massively suspicious already.
Why?
Are you drunk?
No.
Your eyes appear very glazed this afternoon, and you're permanently grinning at me.
That's because...
But what? What? Have you had some wine?
No.
Have you been out for lunch?
No, I haven't, no.
Right.
I just want to know where your sari is.
Oh, do you know what? I don't know. I lost it.
Right. Yesterday, we played Win What's in the Case, and each of us got to win the contents of a suitcase that had been left... at an airport.
Oh my good God!
And I am wearing my denim hot pants.
Right. Oh! I must not sweat.
Do you like them?
What on earth?
I think they show me off
now. I now know why your eyes are watering.
They are a bit tight.
They certainly are, yeah.
And?
You've worn those kind of things before, though, haven't you?
Becky,
can you stop cupping yourself, please? Because it's really off-putting.
Becky,
sit down again, ma'am.
Becky, Becky's case was full of baby clothes.
He's made me wear an adult baby bumper suit thing.
Finally, she's George Dawes.
So she has on an adult baby romper suit and you're in denim hot pants.
Disappointed.
Worse than that, I said, I've had to be sat under the desk so you didn't see me right next to these denim hot pants for the last 25 minutes.
That's why you've been sat under the desk, is it?
She says I've got male camel toe.
Do you know what? I really don't even want to look whether that's right or not. Scott
Mills. Disappointed you didn't dress up.
Can you sit down, please?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, we tried to pose for the webcam then, but it didn't quite go right.
All you can see on the webcam is just a bit of your thigh. You can't actually... What are you doing? Rearranging yourself?
It's just really... They're really tight now. Can I take these off?
No. Well, you're going to have to keep them on for another photo. So you can't really make them out yet. So you're going to have to wait for another 10 minutes.
How do girls wear these all the time? Seriously.
They were man's, weren't they?
Are they?
There are a couple of questions that need clear. One person wants to know how I didn't notice that you had hot pants. And that's because I don't look at your bottom half when I come into the studio every day.
Not the first thing you do, is it?
No, it's not. No. Probably third or fourth.
Yeah.
And somebody else, why are they so tight if they were a 46-inch waist?
No!
No, the 46-inch waist was the three-quarter length.
Yes.
I think these are more like 28 by
yeah,
the looks
of... By the looks of what?
Yeah. The top.
I like your outfit, though.
Thanks. I just said to Chappers, it's really hot, and he went, no, it's really not.
It's not, no, in any way. So we're going to have a photo taken now, are we?
Mm-hmm.
For the website.
Yeah, might readjust my bonnet for
brilliant.
The photo.
Yeah, do it. Coming up...
That's what people will be looking at.
Becky's forte is back. We're trying to find something she's good at, apart from dressing up as a baby. Today, we will find out if she's good at being a footballer. A freestyle footballer.
What's that? What's that? Yeah. People who do tricks and keep ups and that
okay,
kind
cool.
of thing.
That's coming up. Podcast. Seriously, podcast. I need to take these off really soon.
Have you thought about the fact that you might not be able to get out of them? Because they're quite tight, aren't they?
Really tight.
Imagine if you were stuck in them forever. Oh, I'd like that on the lottery.
No, he'd be hidden. That bit would be hidden, though.
You wouldn't see
it?
Me.
You'd...
I'd have my suit on and my top half and then hot pants on the bottom.
You'd be hid behind that big button. Nobody'd see you.
Apart, good luck,
from, the
everybody.
Apart from the audience.
The audience would see you. Obviously.
They'd love it. They'd cheer even more than normal.
They do cheer a lot when the balls come out, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Right, can I take these off now? Because we've got a picture taken.
Well, you could have taken them off 5 minutes ago. You seem to have kept them on just for your own personal enjoyment.
Really not.
All right.
Jack in Stoke's been on. Scott, are you wearing the hot pants? Yes, I am. I'm about to take them off.
The picture will be online very soon.
Oh, good. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Coming up, this... What's Becky's forte? She's tried loads of things, but we still really haven't found anything that she's properly talented at, have we? It's been going on for months now, but we'll find it.
An Aussie accent, maybe, so far.
Actually, yeah, she is good at that, but that's not really a forte, is it? Today, we try freestyle football. We have, in here, the Norwegian freestyle female football champion.
You're just reading this, aren't you? No idea.
Called Charlotte, and she's from Norway, but she's the world champion.
Oh, of what?
She's champion in Norway.
World champion of freestyle football. Okay, good.
Like tricks and stuff.
So you're going to find
that's
out really good.
World champions are very good, Scott, just to
No,
let you
best
know
in
that.
The world.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it means.
She's out there now, look, doing her tricks. Now, if Becky's any good at this, she could leave us and become a professional footballer. Are girls allowed to play for Premiership teams?
No, Scott.
Why not? That's a bit unfair, I think.
They have their own teams.
Bit sexist, though.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
Right, OK. But let's say that if Becky was really good at this...
Yeah.
Could she play for, like, Arsenal? Or
she might play for Arsenal ladies, yeah.
Well, that's... Why is that?
Because she's a lady.
Why can't she play for the Premiership team?
Because they don't allow that.
I mean, she's probably already good enough for somewhere like, I don't know, Stoke or something.
Oh my goodness.
She was really good, could she play for, like, one of the good teams?
I'm just going to leave you to this one, and you can deal with all the texts and emails.
I'm just interested, that's all.
Also, Stoke are one of the biggest and most powerful teams in the division, so why are you suggesting Becky could play for Stoke?
Right, OK, shall I leave this now?
On every level,
okay.
Yes.
OK, thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, I now have an apology to make.
Away you go, you're on your own.
Okay, I may have insinuated about 7 minutes ago that Becky could have actually played for Stoke City Football Club. Mm. And I now realise this is not true and that obviously Stoke is a lot better than what Becky is. So I would like to apologise to all fans of Stoke Football Club. Mm. Up the Potters. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. I did not mean
it?
To...
That's what you say, is it?
I didn't mean to say that. I'm really sorry. I actually meant to say Portsmouth.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, God. Right. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that about Portsmouth.
Right.
That came out wrong.
Okay.
I say, play up, Pompey. Yeah. Pompey, play up.
Right.
So, sorry to all fans of Portsmouth.
So, you got that one wrong again.
I didn't mean Portsmouth at all. That was just a slip of the tongue.
You meant...
I don't know where I meant.
You said off air, West Ham.
No, I didn't say that, though, did I? I didn't, though. And you promised me you wouldn't say that on air. That is so bad. I think I might hate you a little bit. And that's not going to be glossed over, is it? I'm going to get loads of texts now.
Have you thought of somebody? Who did you mean? Not Stoke or Portsmouth. Who did you mean?
Deborah Cann.
Sorry, Deborah Cann.
Yeah,
Deborah Cann.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, you've had a team written down for you, haven't you? And you're not 100% sure who it is.
Yeah, are they Hungarian?
Debrecen.
Debrecen. That's who I meant.
Right. You meant the Hungarian team Debrecen.
That's who I meant. It came out as Portsmouth and Stoke.
Right.
Sorry, everybody in Stoke and Portsmouth and Hungary.
And not West Ham.
No, not West Ham at all.
What's Becky's forte?
So Becky's still trying to find something that she's really good at. We haven't found it. And here she is in the actual live lounge trying again. Hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yes.
Now, you've got someone with you who's very good at football.
Yes, a lovely lady called Charlotte Lade.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
You right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
So what do you do?
I'm a professional football freestyler.
And you're the Norwegian champion?
No.
Oh.
World champion.
World!
I'm so sorry.
Good grief.
God, I'm offending everyone.
Yeah.
The world champion of freestyle football for girls.
Yeah.
Right, good. So you're going to try and teach Becky today?
Yes, I am.
Could you give us... this won't work on the radio so much, but we can describe it.
You can commentate, Scott.
Can you?
I can't really see from where I am, okay. But so you do it.
Could you give us a little demonstration?
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlotte. Okay.
That's keepy uppies.
Right.
I know that.
Okay, I don't know that.
Okay, that's some kind of foot-to-head trick.
Amazing.
That was very good.
Really good. Still on the head.
Football freestylers are fantastic to watch, you know?
This is so good. Wow. But I can't see the ball now.
It's because she's doing a trick with it.
That was really good. Well done, Charlotte. That was really good. Thank you. Now, you've been teaching Becky. How good was she?
I think she was very good.
Charlotte really, though?
Being nice.
Mm.
Well, I did the first one, which was to hold the ball between my shoulder blades, but then I realised it was just resting against my neck. and then when I tried to balance the ball on my head, I'd needed some sticky tape, okay. And then I tried some keepy uppies, and I think it just stayed on the ground.
I'm sure you're just playing yourself down. I'm sure yeah. You're very good.
Well, I have been practising since about 3, so okay. That's almost 2 hours, isn't it, now?
All right. And have we been filming this at all?
Yeah, there's going to be a video online later.
Amazing. OK, so, Becky, what are you going to do now? What are you
going to
attempt?
I'm going to do some keepy-uppies.
OK, that's good.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Charlotte's told me that I've got
Let's find out if it's your forte.
She's told you you've got to what?
I've got to keep the ball on the floor and pull the ball back to me, towards me, and then flick it up and then just go for the keepy-uppies. Ready?
OK.
No.
We'll try again.
That was 2 bounces, no.
Try again.
No.
Okay, we'll try again. Don't
I'm
give up
trying,
yet.
I'm trying my best.
Come on.
And again.
I've been trying for 2 hours and
Go.
The most I've done is half.
Go.
No.
No. Not really working out for you, is it?
Can I have a different ball? Is it all right if I change balls?
You can change balls, my darling.
Okay, hang on.
What difference is this going to make, Becky?
Well, I think the stars on the balls are putting me off.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay, let's try again.
Here we go. No, that one didn't even make it on my toe.
Oh.
Sorry. It looks really easy, doesn't
have
it?
Have one more go. Go on.
Hang on a minute. I'd like to see you do this.
Well, that's not... It's what's Becky's forte.
Yeah, but it will be quite funny to watch you doing it. Maybe in the hot pump.
No.
It's not working, is it?
No.
Oh, well, we'll find something you'll get at one day.
That's 2 hours of my life I've wasted on this.
Charlotte.
Becky, yeah? You're out of breath.
I know. It's very hot in here.
You stood on the spot and bounced the ball.
It's the concentration. I can't... Don't say that. Physical exertion was one of the things I had to put on my risk assessment form. And they're going to tell me I have to stop if I look like I'm beading.
You're beading.
That's girl sweat, that is.
I know, yeah.
Have a lie down.
Yeah, I
taking
need
it out of you.
Can we get Scott to have a go?
No, look, really not. No. Charlotte, I've worn hot pants today. What more do you want? Charlotte, thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Just generally sorry. But thank you. It's not your forte, Becky. Come back in.
What's Becky's forte?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a text through to 81199 going, what are you wearing? I think that's because we bought some stuff from suitcases yesterday and we were wearing them today. We were wearing a baby costume, Becky, and I was wearing some denim hot pants. Me. Chappers didn't bother with the sari. There is the most disgusting picture of us now available at Radio 1 online in said hot pants and baby grow combo. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It's not one of our finest, is it?
No one benefits.
No.
No.
It's not the most flattering picture.
No.
At all.
Can I just say that although I only managed half a keepy uppie, when I said to Chappers, go on then, show me how you do it, Chappers off of actual football, he only managed 3. So I think that, because I've never played with
just
a ball...
Just because he knows about football doesn't mean he's any good at it.
No, hang on, no.
I think my half to his 3 is actually not bad.
There are 2 things here. One, I was running through the live lounge and flicked it up to you, but I'm not very good at keepy ups because... Oh. All I can really do is leather a ball 50 yards, that's about it. And tackle.
Leather a ball?
I think skills are very overrated in football.
Right, okay.
Leather a ball means kick it a long way.
Right, so you could do 3.
And I did half.
So you must feel quite good about that, really.
Some people.
How do you do half?
Well, half is getting it on your toe but not actually managing to lift your foot off the ground.
Thanks for... I've learned something in the sporting world today. Thanks for clearing that up. Silly old me.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
The PR4M, Posh Radio 4 man, in place of the Posh Radio 4 lady, who is, sadly, on holiday this week. But there are dogs in her mansion, so don't burgle it, burglars. Here's the first one.
Dear Scott, greetings from across the pond, Denver, Colorado, USA.
Hello.
I am very excited to catch a portion of your show each afternoon on my drive home on Sirius Satellite Radio. I was listening a few days ago when I believe you and Chappers were discussing cheese toast. Now, bear with me, as I am a silly American. Are you simply referring to a piece of cheese on a piece of bread? What kind of recipe is involved with cheese toast? We do a grilled cheese sandwich in the States, but I am very curious to learn more about your mum's recipe and such. I recall you were going to check with your mum, then post the recipe. Thanks so much. Cheers, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Cheers, Julie.
He's got an element of Anchorman where he sounds like there's a question mark at the end of everything.
Of everything, yeah. Bless the PR4M. Yes, we were talking about this because the Hoff went round to my mum's house and she made him lovely cheese on toast. Mm. And it looked so delicious on the television that people were asking for the recipe. I can give it out now, actually, because I have my mum's permission.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just take some mild cheddar cheese.
Right.
And some butter. Yeah. And some white bread.
Yeah.
Butter the white bread. Place cheese on bread. Place cheese and bread under grill until cheese bubbles slightly. Hey presto, serve.
Right.
That is my mum's recipe for cheese on toast. So, good luck, everyone.
Do you need to toast one side of the bread first and then add the cheese?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. But that's it. That's what you do. And yours
so you
could be as delicious as my mum's.
Right. So you actually got your mum's recipe wrong, then?
I did, yeah.
So you put the bread...
Which her handwriting's quite difficult to understand, the way she's written it down.
I know.
Put the bread in the toaster first to lightly toast it, then put the butter on, then the cheese under the grill.
Yeah. There we are. Good luck, everyone. Next.
Hi, Scott. Just to let you know that here in Switzerland, we have a very different way of doing the cheesy toasty. You might like this one. Make some toast. 2 slices per person. Soak the toast in a white wine of your choice.
Amazing.
Slice some pears and place on the toast, which should be placed on an oven-proof plate. Cover the wine-soaked toast with grated or sliced cheese. A nice Swiss cheese, obviously. Place the toast under a grill and wait until the cheese is melted. This will, of course, take ages if you haven't turned the grill on. Enjoy the dish whilst wearing short leather trousers and yodeling. Don't advise shooting an apple off of a child's head with a crossbow unless you leave the wine out of the dish. Enough stereotypes for now. Kevin, off of actual Switzerland.
Well, Kevin, off of actual Switzerland, that sounds absolutely disgusting. And I won't be trying that anytime soon.
All these Dear Scott's going to be about cheese.
I hope not. Next.
Dear Scott, it's Martin off of Maidstone.
Hi.
I would just like to say, whilst I was listening to you talk about the now legend Nick Knowles, I was just wondering who could win in a fight between him and Chuck Norris. D.
I don't know.
Is Chuck Norris a boxer?
No, I don't think so.
Nick Knowles, we don't care who he is anyway, Nick Knowles is going to win, isn't
Nick
he?
Knowles will win because he is a hero and we all know it.
P.S. While at the pub last night, I placed a bet on the Knowles being knighted by the end of 2010.
Uh-huh.
Smiley. Let's make it happen. Kiss, kiss.
I can see Sir Nick Knowles happening, actually.
Can you?
Yeah, because that's how much of an actual hero he is. He does DIY, he does singing, he helps people from their cars, mother and baby combo.
Mm.
Amazing.
Do you want to know who Chuck Norris is?
Yeah, we get a lot of texts about Chuck Norris, don't we?
He's an American martial artist, actor and media personality.
Yeah. Here's your next one today.
Dear Scott, I've got a random King Jong II signed picky thing. I went to North Korea last year. I was living in the South at the time, totally random. It was like going back to the 40s, or what I imagined it would have been like. And he himself has a reputation for being quite a player. A drinker and loving himself. Not sure celebs would be best impressed to get a signed picky, but it would be amusing. Just for the record, I'm not one of his fans. Haley.
Well, Haley. I think the
PR4...
Did nobody
tell the PR4M...
That it's Kim Jong-il.
That it's Kim Jong-il.
I think
not,
he just saw the
not,
I and the L and said the
King
second.
Kim Jong the second.
Dear Scott, I've got a random King Jong the second signed picky thing.
I love it that even posh Radio 4 newsreaders...
Don't know who
don't
Kim Jong-il is.
No.
I know. Good that, isn't it? Next.
Hi, Scott. Just thought you might like to know, if you don't know already, that the AMAZING Barry Island Pleasure Park is closing down.
Oh.
Sad, Smiley. Love you, Katie from Southampton.
Oh my God, that's really sad.
That is.
We had a lovely time there, didn't we, when we did Barrioke in Barry Island.
It took us about 10 minutes to get to the top of the Logfulloon roller coaster that we were on.
I didn't think we were
going
to make it at one point.
It was the noise that it was making, kind of the rickety kind of woodenness of it.
I did think I was going to die, yes, at one point, but it was good.
There's a place for that in roller coasters.
Once you finally got to the top, it was brief but good. That's a real shame, that. Anything else you want to know? bbc.co.uk/radio1 or text 81199.
Podcast. Oh, what's occurring?
We don't really even keep score anymore, do we? We kind of lost interest.
Not
we do it
during,
every day.
Every day, but not during the week.
No. Who's generally better at this? You, isn't it, really?
No, I was going to say you, Chappers.
Well, I was going to say Beck.
thought he's been on a roll recently.
Oh, you too.
Hello.
Oh, you're so polite to each other, aren't you?
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. You know Fashion's Timmy Trendy?
Yes.
He is bang on trend. He knows everything about fashion. You don't see him enough on TV, I don't think. Not as
no,
much as I'd
true.
Like to.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
So we decided to try and make fashion expert Timmy Trendy a bit more of a star, didn't
right.
we? Didn't we, Becky?
Yes.
Try and get him on TV. So we called up Living TV.
Right.
Timmy did. And, well, wanted to be a judge on the next series of Britain's Next Top Model. My question to you, how long do you think Timmy Trendy and the lady from Living TV could stay on the phone while Timmy kind of decided that he wanted to be the new judge?
Am I at a disadvantage with this one?
Slightly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she won't remember anyway.
No, that's a good point, given previous ones. I'm going to go 1 minute 20 seconds.
1 minute 20?
God, look at the cogs working.
Becky.
This was about... Oh, it's an early this afternoon, so a minute?
1 minute.
Yeah.
Doesn't stay in her mind long, does
no.
it? Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Fashion's Timmy Trendy trying to get on Living TV on Britain's Next Top Model.
Hello, press office. Olivia speaking.
Hello, Olivia. It's Timmy Trendy.
Hi.
Do you guys look after Britain's Next Top Model?
We do.
Okay, I am thinking that you need me on board.
Do we?
I'm thinking host. Well, are you familiar with my work, Olivia?
I'm
do you mind
not,
if I call
actually.
You Liv?
I'm not, sorry. I haven't spoken to you before, so I'm not aware, no.
Oh, we don't have to have spoken to me, darling, to be familiar with my work. I've starred many greats.
Okay.
Mark Chapp as Chapman. Did you watch Final Score at the weekend? He was looking particularly lovely in the white shirt.
No, listen, why don't I take your details?
I was
going to
tell you about how I'd styled Ralph from Strictly as well. He is bang on trend.
He is very on trend.
Adult romper suits.
Sorry?
Yes.
Well, why don't you give me your details and I'll get back to you and I'll forward that onto the team here.
It's Timmy.
Yep.
Trendy.
Yep.
That's Timmy Trendy.
Okay.
At TimmyTrendy.com.
TimmyTrendy@.com.
No, Timmy. Timmy Trendy. Timmy Trendy at TimmyTrendy.com. I'm on my own website, darling. It's bang on trend.
Will do. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bless Timmy Trendy. Love that.
You see, I guessed on the assumption that the person on the other end would hang up, but stupidly, I forget that Becky always falls apart when doing these things.
Always.
I can't go more than a minute without laughing.
I couldn't remember my website.
Despite the fact that Becky made the call as Timmy Trendy, you win because it was, it was 1 minute 30.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, dear.
Right, next one.
Thanks for saying you styled me, by the way. That's great.
Bang on trend.
I am.
You know Fern Cotton?
Yeah.
She has got so many celebrity friends.
Has she?
Yeah. How many have you got?
Celebrity friends?
Yeah.
None, I don't think.
Dave?
Dave doesn't count, no.
Harry from McFly?
He's a celebrity.
Will be annoyed that you didn't count him as a celebrity friend.
I haven't spoken to Harry for quite a while, actually.
Oh. So he's not your friend?
Well, no, he is a friend. Well, no.
Harry from McFly isn't your friend?
No, he is a friend.
You don't like him?
Jeff Stelling?
I've only met Jeff Stelling once in a bar in Japan. That doesn't count as
a
friend.
No, he's not your friend, no.
That's a whole different story.
Got a bit lost in translation.
I really did. Anyway.
So no, I don't think any. Why? How many would you say you have?
Got the Hoff.
The one off The Apprentice.
Michelle Dubry.
Oh my God, I had lunch with her not long ago.
Did you?
That was a slightly strange experience.
Did she say hi from me?
No, she didn't really. I didn't
Harry.
Twig who it was for.
Not her then.
She's not my friend.
We
either.
Had lunch at the Rugby League Challenge Cup final. Anyhow.
Just looking through my phone. Barry Chuckle.
As you do.
Oh, what?
Biggins.
No.
Biggins.
You can't. Hey, whoa, you can't have Barry Chuckle. I had Barry Chuckle before you. Rebecca.
That's true, he did have him first. Because he gave me the number.
such a child.
Maybe I did, Rob.
Right.
But it off right, you again. Okay. Anyway, Fern Cotton knows everyone, right? My question to you...
Does she know Barry Chuckle?
No, that's right. Much more current. How many of Fern's celebrity friends did she drop during her shows this week? How many names?
Oh, I'm going to go... Can it be the same name twice and stuff?
No.
Oh, right. 45.
She knows loads of people. 45 mm-hmm. in this week's shows, yeah?
Yeah.
Becky?
20.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Fern Cotton from this week's shows on Radio 1. She knows loads of celebs.
I met up with Denise Van Outen and we had to wear leg warmers and visors. Kerry Hilson last week said, oh, you're hosting the Mobos with my friend Reggie. And she went, I don't know who that is. I could do clapping on the next album because I did some clapping on Alicia Dixon's new track. In Los Angeles, yes. So if you need, I'm very good. So last night I was out with Edith Lovely Bowman. I'm going to ring my friends Jimmy Anderson and Swanee and have a chat with them. I could perhaps babysit for my friend Holly because I know that she's really tired at work at the moment. Probably more of a burden for Holly Willoughby. Sarah Coxie Cox, who I saw this morning looking gorgeous with a little baby bump. One of my favourite men in the music industry, Mr. Calvin Harris. Mika, right, you know you've got all these like famous lady friends like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga, etc. Could I be the new one? My radio brother, Reggie Yates. Reggie introduced me to this next artist, Drake. In a bit, I'm also going to tell you about my weird night last night, which turned out to be a me versus Catherine Jenkins situation. I'm gonna nip to Las Vegas for a day with Paris Hilton on Saturday.
As you do. That is my favourite one.
Do you think that one beats Barry Chuckle?
Going to Vegas for a day with Paris Hilton, yeah. God, Fern's got a weird life.
I gave her Graham Swan's number, so that's actually...
Oh, God, you another, again. Did you have one. Graham first?
That's I have Graham first as well.
Oh, what's the kidding?
OK, final one.
Hello? Who got the point there?
Hang on. Oh, Becky.
Right.
It was 13. Okay, it's time for the last one, and we've been on Stupid Street again.
Excellent.
All right? You know this voice?
No help from the audience on this one.
Who's that?
That'll be Bruce Forsyth.
Don't be so ridiculous. Hello, chappers.
You've dredged them up for us, haven't you? Hi, Brucey.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing today, Mr. Mills.
Everyone knows that's Brucey Bruce Forsyth. Or do they? Everyone knows his voice, right?
Yeah.
He's been on TV for 90 years now. But does everyone recognise him on Stupid Street? We asked 10 people on Stupid Street, do you know that voice? How many did?
This wasn't you going out on Stupid Street doing one of your impressions, was it?
No, this is...
Because I would say none.
We played him his actual voice.
Okay. 7.
Becky?
5.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
How many people on Stupid Street recognise Bruce Forsyth?
Oh, chappers, you were such a wally.
Sounds like an old, funny guy.
Yeah, right, that's good that you're on the right line.
I have no idea.
Nice to see you.
Oh, is it Bruce? Not him.
Oh, chappers, you were such a wally.
Is it Bruce Forsyth?
Yeah!
It's Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah. 1, 2.
Is it the guy who does... I can't remember what his name is. He does... It's not Shooting Stars. It's the other one. Michael Ansell.
Who? Oh, chappers, you're such a wally.
Gordon Brown?
Gordon Brown, yeah?
Yeah. Gordon Brown.
Oh, chappers, you're such a wally.
John Cleese.
No. I'll give you a clue. Go dancing.
What a great clue.
Hiya.
Matt Lucas.
Oh, chappers, you're such a wally.
Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, is that who it is?
The one off the Three. Pet show thing.
Oh, Rolf Harris.
I don't know his glasses.
Name. Is that who you're thinking? Well, I think no weapons, but.
Oh, Chappers, you're such a wally. Oh,
yeah. Who do you reckon that is?
Alan Carr?
Alan Carr?
Alan Carr.
Yeah. What? Oh, if I gave you a clue, what would I say? Let's go dancing.
Is that Mika? Is it Mika?
No.
Right, good. So,
just need better catchphrases than go dancing.
Go dancing. There was three people who got it right,
well, that's
which means
ridiculous.
That Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on text. Thanks.
Oh!
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now it's time for some more Dear Scott. We've got the posh Radio 4 man here this week in place of the PR4L, who's having a well-earned break. First one.
Dear Scotty, sorry, I know you hate people calling you that, but tough. Winking smiley. Bekalar, Gobbleboy, TOT Des, and of course the amazing PR4L.
Someone needs to tell him about the language on this show.
It's almost like he needed a translator, isn't it?
I mean, I know it's surely not that hard to understand.
I'm just writing with a few suggestions for the weekly National Treasure that it's only Blair Friday. I'm also partial to a good bit of classical music, so I don't know if you already used these pieces of music as backing, but I thought I'd suggest them in case.
Oh, this is really good, actually. We need some ideas, because I'm
struggling.
I mean, we've been doing this for years now. It's only Blair Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So any ideas on music, I'm all ears.
Edward Grieg, In the Hall of the Mountain King, or as I know it, the Alton Towers theme tune. Georges Bizet, Carmen Suite No. 1, Le Toreador. Tchaikovsky, 1812 Overture. Hope they help. I love you. Stephen, off of Whitstable.
Thanks.
Still got anchorman-itis.
He has.
Do I love you? I'm not sure. I'll just say it with the intonation at the end. I love you.
It is anchorman, isn't it? Thanks very much for your suggestions.
Are you going to use them? I've heard of the last one.
Well, I was going to say, whatever you say about our listeners, Chappers, they are cultured.
What do you mean, whatever I say about them?
Well, you know what you say about them off air.
What do I say about them off air?
Well, obviously we can't say it on air, can we? But you know what you say about the listeners.
I don't say anything about them off air.
Say what you like.
It's nothing compared to what you've been saying about West Ham off air today. And Millwall and Cardiff, whilst we're at it.
I'd believe that, Chappers, if I thought he knew what they were.
Oh, no, but seriously, it was whilst you were doing keepy-ups.
Yeah?
Yes. And he was saying how he always gives the impression that he knows nothing about football.
I don't.
But, and then he just went on such a tirade against West Ham, Millwall and Cardiff.
No, I didn't!
Frightening.
Say what you say about the listeners off air. Go on, go.
I don't say anything about...
He can't.
Anyway, thanks very much for your suggestions for music for It's Only Blue Friday. God, we've been doing that ages, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you think when we're in our, 50s, they'll just wheel me in every day and
I would imagine
on Fridays on Radio 2?
If you want.
Hmm?
You've got your chair, I'll just wheel you in.
I don't need to be wheeled in
yet.
I can wheel
you back and forth.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
See? Ready?
Right, pretend I'm on Radio 2. Go. Wheel me in.
That's quite heavy. Hang on.
How rude. Ow. How long can I keep doing this for, seriously?
Is this going to turn into an on-air resignation?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're heading that way.
I don't think I can do this anymore. There's some things here I don't agree with. These are all the ones you suggested. Thank you so much. Oh, we haven't used this. This is good.
You must have used it.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
One of our more cultured listeners there, suggesting some ideas.
I think tomorrow you should do it over I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
What's that?
It's a West Ham joke.
Oh.
P.S. Can you say hi to my mate Claire, who also loves you?
Hi, Claire.
P.P.S. Can you play T.O.T.D.S. on the Swanee Whistle with Milkshake again, as it always cracks me up?
It's on the podcast.
P.P.P.S.
Oh, God.
A horse for one bin.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks for that. Great.
Does he have any idea what he's reading
Not
out?
Not in any way. Which I do quite like. Can we have that again, please? That's my favourite.
P.P.P.S. A horse for one bin.
For one bin. Lovely. We'll have those ideas. Thank you very much. If you've got any other ideas for music, then let me know, because I will be doing this well into the next century. Next.
Dear Scott,
it's the next
team,
century.
I have found something you might be interested in. We live in York, and they are looking for extras for a film over in York this week, Wednesday and Thursday night. I know it may overlap with the show, but could you not have a bit of a road trip, maybe? See what you think, and maybe we'll see you all there. Smiley, Maz X.
Oh, I'd love to be in a film, wouldn't you?
Would you?
Yeah. No?
Well, you could be in this one if you can get to York in the next 20 minutes.
Elevator Gods, billed as the next Full Monty.
There you go, you see? Perfect.
I could wear my denim shorts.
A feature film being shot in the area is appealing for extras to appear in its climactic final scene. Ooh. It tells the story of a Bradford poser who must persuade his friends to reform their Duran Duran tribute band to enter a contest and win the cash prize to save their nightclub. It'll be a fun party atmosphere, and we're encouraging anyone from 18 to 80 to come along.
Well, that's fine.
You're just in there.
I'll wheel you in.
Wheel me into that.
That part could have been written for you.
I see you as an elevator god.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, Totso, and PR4L. I need some theatre advice. I'm performing Fame at a theatre next week and need some tips on how to relax before it starts. Could you help me?
Not that.
Also, I was listening to one of your old podcasts, Big Fan, and heard when you first came up with the idea of show and tell, when Becky said she would bring in her hamburger phone and Chappers would bring in one of his kids, mun. And I was wondering, when will they be brought in? I hope soon. Love the show and love the musical. Love Kerry, 13, from Nottingham. Kiss, kiss.
Mum? Do your kids have many muns?
I don't know. Did I actually say I bring in one of the kids? Did I?
Don't know.
Oh, well.
I like it. He doesn't even know what he's saying at all, does he?
Not a clue.
P.S. Oh. When will the honesty game be back on?
I think we've all been honest enough recently, thanks.
Oh, I don't think I have. I've still got plenty
to do. Well, if you want to bring it back.
If you want to do your own individual honesty game, then we'll let you. Did you give that person tips on how to relax before going on stage?
I don't know what to suggest, really.
Because you two are actors over there, so...
Oh, we did that weird thing. We have to shout everyone's name, didn't we?
Yeah, just shout lots of people's names. That's what actors do, in our experience.
Oh, that pulse thing, where you have to hold hands and then send the... like, squeeze someone's hand and then send it round.
What a load of nonsense.
That's meant to relax you.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Mark, Rebecca, TOTDS and PR4L,
hello,
a.k.a. Kathy, smiley face.
Yeah.
A few months ago, Becky was on about how she can't eat when fast music is playing. Naturally, I just thought she was weird. She wasn't referred to as Wacky Becky for nout. But it turns out she was indeed talking sense.
I wanted to clip that bit which she said she was talking sense, but I thought that might be a bit overkill.
Last week I was in Wales on business, and in the morning at the hotel, I was ready to get stuck into a full English breakfast. I helped myself and sat down. When I'd polished off my brekkie, I realised, to my dissatisfaction, that I hadn't been offered a cup of tea or coffee. As I was shaking my head in disappointment, I looked at my watch to see how long I'd been there, and how long I'd been ignored by the waitresses. 4 minutes. 4 minutes! I'd polished off 3 rashers of bacon, 3 sausages, 2 hash browns, a shed load of mushrooms, 3 tomatoes and a large amount of beans in 4 minutes. That was when I heard it. The music playing in the dining room. Only Zorba the flipping Greek. My subconscious must have turned into the fast-paced music and had me trough a massive breakfast in 4 blooming minutes. It never touched the sides. I will now never doubt anything Becky says again. Well, until she says something really daft, which, to be fair, won't be long. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Anyway, I just thought I'd share this with you. TTFN for now. Remember that old school flirt divert? And keep up the good work. Lofty, Huddersfield.
Lofty, I did lose interest slightly in your... In your email, half.
Was the whole point of that he had a big breakfast?
Yeah, pretty much. Could have kind of.
Basically, he realised that he couldn't eat to fast music either. Just give you indigestion. Oh, don't!
Right. So you couldn't eat to this, could you?
No.
You could at this
point. I think that's why I got ill on holiday, because it was just doing weird things to my digestive system as this was playing all the time.
This isn't that fast.
Yeah, but wait for it.
So could you eat to this now?
This is about my limit here. I'd have to put down the halloumi.
This music was everywhere you went on holiday.
All the restaurants.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
So this is quite a nice pace for eating, I think.
Yeah. But there's one that goes... You know.
Yeah, you can't have that. Anything else you want to know? Get in touch. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I want the one that doesn't speak to do Zorba the Greek on his swanny whistle. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.